8:23, playing more of the music of my people. Honoring Maurice White. Earth, wind, and fire. Yeah. Dean Richards live at Channel 9.
Love me some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He's only 74 years old, man. That's not old.
That is not old. He's been living with Parkinson's disease since 1999. That's why he hadn't really appeared with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Really just sporadic performances. But has been battling Parkinson's disease for a long time. And yesterday succumbed to it. But you want to talk about a trailblazer. I mean, first of all, you know, he's from... He was born in Memphis, Tennessee, but mm-hmm. as a young boy, moved to Chicago, moved to the South Shore neighborhood where he grew up. He went to school in Chicago, went to the Chicago Conservatory of Music. That's what led him to getting a job as a drummer at the legendary Chess Records. He played with Etta James. He played with some of the greats in R&B music through the years, and in the late 60s, I began to develop this Earth, Wind, and Fire sound, which was, you know, so revolutionary.
Well, you had jazz, you got funk, you got fusion, yeah. and all of it ahead of your time. You take a big band with a bunch of horns, and you make it funky. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was revolutionary. You know, the clothes were revolutionary.
They chafed, I got to tell you.
It was not a comfortable outfit when you're wearing skin-tight clothes like that. And I don't know how many times. I mean, I remember from back in the day, you know, tripping on the bell-bottoms. Because, you know, there was a family of four living under one of my pants legs.
You can absolutely happen, and it's a dangerous, dangerous thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm still,
from 1979, I'm still finding sequins. I'm just
in places where you shouldn't find sequins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
This bag.
It's so gross.
Gross to you is fashion to others, Andrea.
I know,
yeah.
Sorry.
Gross to you. You try having sequins there.
You guys are very bedazzling.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been bedazzling.
That's very true.
That's the other thing Maurice White did. He bedazzled before it was cool.
He before there was the term bedazzling, he bedazzled. But this band, we went on to win 6 Grammy Awards. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. September, After the Love Is Gone, Shining Star, Boogie Wonderland, That's the Way of the World, Fantasy. I mean, you go to the theme song from my Sunday morning show. Sunday morning is an Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
You know the part of That's the Way of the World that I wrote? That's the way of the world. This part. Ow.
Yeah.
That's me. Ow. Ow. They had me in the studio, and one of the roadies would come over and just jam on my toe. He'd just come over and just step right on my toe. If he did it right, you'd hear it. You go, ow.
Right.
Yeah, it's right there in the song.
It's a little understated. Yeah, a little understated. But, first of all, will musicians please stop dying? This
rough
has
year, man.
Been unbelievable.
Rough year.
He was 74 years old, died in his sleep in Los Angeles. The band is still scheduled to perform at the United Center on April the 1st. They're scheduled to be there with the group Chicago. We're about just a few days after that, we'll go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll be inducted. So that's going to be a pretty special night, I would think, with
no
Chicago's
doubt.
Induction, the death of Earth, Wind, and Fire in their hometown. That's going to be a pretty special performance that night.
Sponsored by Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. Dean will now tell us if there's a movie we ought to see.
There is a movie called Hail Caesar. Steve, this is not the movie that you've been pitching about salad dressing.
Yeah.
Steve has been trying to get this movie made.
Well, the working title was Hail Croutons and Hail Blue Cheese.
Right.
But eventually they went with Hail Caesar, and they picked a different route. I tell you, they changed the whole thing.
They changed the whole thing, because I remember when this was a working script, and you had the movie called Hail Thousand Island.
It didn't
make a bit of sense.
Title's not great for me.
Really, but they
Ow.
You get the Coen brothers involved. They've got this movie, Hail Caesar. If you're a film fan, you've got to see this movie, because this movie is especially made for film fans. If you like nuances and innuendos and little tributes to movies and movie-making eras, that's what this is about. It's set in the 1950s, when the studio still controlled every aspect of what was happening on and off the screen. The studios had these guys called fixers who would just kind of clean up after the actors, and, you know, people working in Hollywood
Yeah, that's the Josh Brolin character, right?
That's the Josh Brolin character, exactly. And he cleans up a Nestor Williams-like swimming star becomes pregnant. He cleans up after that mess. George Clooney is kind of this clueless A-lister. He gets kidnapped by a group of disgruntled writers who want him to join the Communist Party with them, headed by the guy that played Newman on Seinfeld.
Wayne Knight. Yeah.
Wayne Knight. It's just little tidbits of little things that are so funny. There's a seven-minute scene in this movie of Channing Tatum, who does Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly-like song and dance number that steals the movie. It's amazing. But a singing cowboy, one little character after another, one little mini-story after another. This is the kind of movie, though, where the little bits and pieces of it are stronger than the movie as a whole. I still love the movie. I still find it very entertaining. And I'm highly recommending Dean's List B+ on Hail Thousand Island.
Well, that's worth it. Hail Thousand Island, Hail Caesar.
Keep forgetting it. We changed it.
Before we run out of time, give us one we should avoid.
One to avoid this week, and I haven't seen it because they haven't screened it for the critics, but it's getting terrible early reviews. The movie called The Choice. It's the latest Nicholas Sparks movie. Love story, you know, beautiful, passionate two people. You know, fall in love. They're perfect for each other. They're living the great life. It's the wonderful love story of all time. Oops, tragedy happens in a way that only Nicholas Sparks can provide, according to all the descriptions on this, getting massively bad early reviews on that. So even if you may be looking for some kind of romantic story this week, doesn't sound like this one's the one to go see.
All right, buddy. I'll let you get back to TV. Thanks, man.
Yow.
Ow. And by the way, here, Dean Sunday.